It is time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader, talking about weekend activities and events. And Rich, I understand a number of interesting and once again diverse events happening this weekend, starting with the Moon Tower Music Festival.
That's right. As I was saying last week, we're sort of in the midst of a whole bunch of music festivals this month. And Moon Tower is a new event. It's going to be out in Midway at the Equus Run Vineyard. And they're sort of, trying to catch the same wave of like Forecastle and Bunbury festivals in Louisville and Cincinnati. But they're starting small to get a good start here with a one-day festival. And it's going to be Saturday featuring Moon Taxi, which is sort of well-known in the area. A few years ago, it frequented a bar called the Fish Tank near UK. Also on the bill is Sunday Best, which is a local favorite. And several other bands. So it'll be the start of something new out there where they also make new wine a lot.
I understand there are two feature films opening this week, and they have something in common related to our area. Rich, tell us, what is that one common element among these two major feature films?
Well, I guess the common denominator would be Asbury University, which is very well known for its film program and its media program. And there are two movies coming out that come from Asbury graduates. One is Summer Snow, which is from a brother-sister duo of Jeremy and Kendra White. And it was filmed here 2 years ago. They filmed in Lexington. And it's a faith-based film about a girl who sort of shares the legacy of her mother and touches people's lives through doing that. The other one is As It Is in Heaven, which is from Joshua Overbay, who was a Asbury film professor up until the end of this academic year. He's moving to Louisiana State University. But this film is more directed kind of at the art house indie market, and it is about, but it does have a very strong faith theme, and it's about a religious sect in a rural area and sort of upheaval when their leader dies and a new leader takes over and is predicting the end of the world and that they need to prepare for it. So two really interesting films from local filmmakers that are getting national attention. As It Is in Heaven particularly has gotten some great reviews from the New York Times and other outlets.
We began by talking about the Moon Tower Music Festival, and we're going to conclude our conversation this week by talking about the Moon Dance Amphitheater.
That's right. Summerfest has taken up residence in the Moon Dance Amphitheater, and their final production of this summer is a very well-known musical, very quirky musical, Little Shop of Horrors, which, for people who don't know, is about a man-eating plant. It's based on a Roger Corman B-movie, but this plant is raised by a very nebbish plant shop worker, and it turns out that its appetite is for people. So kind of a gruesome set there, but a very funny and quirky musical that Tedrin Blair Lindsay gave a rave review. And he's been a little bit hard on Summerfest musicals the last few years, but this is one he really loved and said it's a must-see.
All right, music, films, and stage shows on our agenda this week. Rich Copley, thank you so much.
Thank you.